Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening to each and every one of you. We are now listening to the Monday Night Avon Motivational Radio Show. Each week, we have various guests on our show, whether they are district managers, Avon representatives like yourself on various levels, from new Avon reps to SUEO Avon reps. We also have life coaches that often come to the show, and they come on the show with the sole purpose to help you as an Avon rep take your business to the next level. Well, I'm so excited because we have Carol Frazier, who is a district manager, and she's one of our newest district managers, and she's also a licensed esthetician. And so she's going to talk to us tonight about increasing our business with skincare. And as you know, and as you hear when you just go into your pods of knowledge, they always talk about the fact that the money is in the skincare. So let's put Carol on the line. Carol?
Hi, Pat. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. All right, and yourself. Thank you so much for being on the show.
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm excited, too, and we're all excited. People are rapidly logging on, whether they're logging on their phone or whether they are on the computer logging on. So with that, I don't want to take any time up from the half hour. Let's just really dig in. I sent you an email earlier, well, actually it was yesterday, about the show. And so we have a really full agenda. So let's take the first item, which is how to introduce skincare products to our existing customers. Because some of us have customers who are loyal and been with us for a very long time. And they're not quite skincare customers. So how do we go about introducing skincare products to our existing customers?
Well, the best method to introduce skincare as an Avon, independent Avon representative, you know, selling skincare is more than just about the individual product. You know, you must listen to your customer and you got to find out the right product for the individual. You know, it's not just a one size fits all approach. You also have to learn your product line. You know, you can't sell the skincare if you don't know the products. You know, you don't know what they do and how they differ from each other. And, you know, also you have to invest the time and the energy to learn about some of the technology behind the products. Now, I'm not saying that you have to be coined as a dermatologist or a skincare scientist. I'm not saying that at all. But, of course, you know, learn the products. Study exactly, you know, what differs one product from the other, you know. You also need to know the product as far as how it feels, what it smells like, you know, and you also need to know what the target customer is for that product. Listening to your customer, you know, skincare, like, you know, cosmetics isn't always about the product a lot of times also, you know, it's about you listening to what the customer wants, you know. We're not selling, you know, a fancy cream in a jar. You're also selling hope, beauty, youth, you know, and other intangible feelings that we can't see, you know, that the person is feeling on their own. You know, sure, we want a product that has measurable results, but we also want a product that makes us feel good on the inside as well as look good on the outside, you know. And when you know what your customer truly wants, it will be easier for you to provide the proper product, you know, to meet their needs. And Avon makes it very easy to learn the products. You know, we have our skincare selector tool. You know, you need to know what specific challenges your customer wants to address. You know, maybe if it's fine lines and wrinkles or acne, you know, don't guess, ask. You know, do they have dry skin or oily skin? You know, young skin requires lighter products than aging skin does, you know. So do use a skincare selector so you'll be able to do a skin analysis, you know, and use that as a visual aid, you know, when evaluating your client's skin, you know. That way you can recommend which product line would best address their needs.
Very, very good. Now, I know one of the questions people may be asking, I even have this problem myself, and I'm a licensed esthetician. Sometimes when Avon comes out with, not even a new product, it's an older product, and I'm looking at it, and I often do newsletters to send out to my my customers, and I also do newsletters to send out to my downline in the hope of educating them on the various products that we have in our Avon line. And sometimes I try to find facts or descriptions on Avon skincare, and sometimes you just can't find it. Or, you know, when you go, you just get a brief description of what you see in your Avon catalog, but it wouldn't go beyond that. Do you have any suggestions for us as Avon representatives of how we get that information?
Well,
I hope I'm not putting you on the spot.
No, you're not putting me on the spot. But I always suggest people to do their own research. If you want to know what is in the product and you want to give, you know, let's say I'm going to just use this word for, you know, because I love it. I love polypeptides. So if you don't know what a polypeptide is, but you might want to give a little sound bite to your customer to entice them at what the benefits of the polypeptides are, because Skinvincibles has a polypeptide, you can just look it up on the internet. You know, and a polypeptide is like a computer. It actually goes beyond the surface of the skin, and it tells the skin what areas need to be repaired. So, and that's simply said, you know, it's not a bunch of scientific jargon that no one will understand. You know, go and look at the back of the product, you know. Our products lists are, on the back of our products are simply spelled out, you know, coconut, you know, look and see what coconut is. You can let people know coconut is a natural humectant, you know. So things like that. People can always go a little bit beyond, you know, to do their own fact-finding, to better educate themselves. Then they will sound like the skincare expert, and their customers will not, without a doubt, want to go anywhere else. They will be the expert beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well, thank you for that.
Okay. That's what I would say. You know, do your research. Avon gives tons of information. You know, on each representative has their own website, you know, and their own office that they can go on. But again, I'm saying take it a little further. Pick one product, one ingredient out of that product, you know, and highlight that to your customers.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be blown away. Mm-hmm. They'll be blown away.
I mean, that's a very good point. Don't get bogged down with, you know, too much information, because it's going to overwhelm the customer anyway. So find one or two facts about the item and run with that.
That's right. Absolutely.
Very, very good. Very, very good. So I hope people got that. Okay, so the next question we're going to ask is, how do I keep up with all the new skincare products? Because now we've got Invincible, and, you know, it's like, oh, my God, there's nothing new. How do we keep up with, you know, with all these products?
Well, yes, keeping up with the product lines are important. But I say when Avon puts out a new product, okay, and maybe one was put out, let's say, a few campaigns before that one, keep your focus. When a new product line comes out, keep your focus on that product. Learn the product as much as you can. So that way, if you know your customers, you will know if that product is going to best address their needs. And definitely, with the new Skinvincible that we have out now, which is an awesome product, everyone can use this product. Every skin type can use the Skinvincible. So saying that, if you put your focus in the latest product, learn what it is and who can use it, you will be, again, the skincare expert. So take it one product at a time. Take it one new product at a time. You know, we're not telling you to be an expert and learn 20 products at a time. No, take it one product at a time.
I think that's so important. I think as Avon representatives, we become so we're eager, and as a result of being so eager, we kind of overload ourselves and then we become frustrated.
Yes, and when you come overloaded with things and you want to do your best, you want to give the best information, you might mix up that information, you know, trying to juggle it all around in your head. I mean, I know myself, I have menopause brain, so I can't juggle too much, you know. So my best advice, especially when it comes to skincare, take it one product at a time. When Avon comes out with that product, make yourself the expert of that product, because a few campaigns ago, you're going to remember that product because you became the expert on that product a few campaigns ago. That's going to stick with you. So one product at a time.
Very, very good. Very, very good. Thank you for that. Excuse me. How do I sell my a new line?
So Avon, how do you upsell the new line?
No, the new line.
How do you sell the new line? Okay, I'm sorry. I thought it was how do you upsell the new line? Well, again, it's knowing the products. It's knowing the products and knowing your customer, and using the skincare selector tool, because that skincare selector tool is really geared towards all of the products, but it's designed with the new product. Okay, so if you are just meeting a customer and you want to ask her about her skin and what are her concerns, you're going to take out that skincare selector tool. And again, it's a visual aid and it's really fun. Use it as an interactive tool to get the person involved, you know, and also they can see what a variety of a new products we have, and they can probably refer another person to one of the other products in another new line. You understand what I'm saying? So use the skincare selector tool, know the a new line, because the a new line really is a prestigious skincare line, and it has science and technology behind it, and it is tried and true, and it is proven effective. 100%.
This was not on the question. I hope I'm not throwing you off. But how do you, if you have somebody on your new line and they absolutely love it, and then now you're introducing the Skin Visible, how do you incorporate Skin Visible with your current a new regimen?
Well, let's take a new day cream. Okay, so the Skinvincible day cream. So if you know Skinvincible, I say it's a dynamic dual. It's the first environmental protective skincare. Okay, Skinvincible offers two ways to keep your skin protected and repaired. Okay, so the daytime has the SPF 50 Multi Shield Day Lotion. That protects your skin from harmful environment, sun, smoke, smog, pollution, and extreme weather. So a representative can simply introduce the Skinvincible SPF 50, okay, in replace of, if the person has a regular moisturizer, they can either replace it or they can layer it. Now, just as we layer our fragrance and our lotions, layering your skincare is one of the newest technologies. Actually, it's not new. In Europe, they've been doing it for years. In France and Europe, they've been doing it for years. And it's just the newest thing here in America. But women layer their skincare. They layer their skincare. So in the wintertime, So in the wintertime, you may want to continue to use that a new moisturizer in conjunction with the Skinvincible. You know, there's no harm in it. There's no harm in it. I layer my products different times a year because I'm more drier in the winter than I am in the summertime. But I also want that SPF 50 from that Skinvincible. So I'm going to layer my skincare regimen, you know, and encourage it. Encourage people to try it. You know, point out to people the facts that are going to help them when it comes to their skincare. If you give them facts with the skincare that is going to help them and repair and address their issues and their needs, they're going to be more apt to say, yes, I want to try that. I want that. and they're going to be repeat customers because, again, you are going to be the expert in skincare to them.
Absolutely. And I think we forget. I think we forget that that's our title, that we are the expert.
Yes, yes. And so many people, you would not believe, feel that skincare is a very intimidating thing, you know, picking out a moisturizer. They're very intimidated by it. But just think at how much you can grow your business by becoming the expert. You know, again, people who are successful with selling skincare are experts in that craft. And when I say expert, again, not being a scientist or a dermatologist, you know, but just knowing the pure, basic, powerful facts about that skincare product will take your sales from, you know, from zero to 100, you know, literally, just with minimum effort, with minimum effort.
What people have to remember also is that your skincare is consumable. So you know that these people are actually going, at some point, they're going to run out.
Skincare is a consumable.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, we have to, we have to remember, you know, as Avon representatives, we are in business for ourselves, so we also want to remind ourselves to follow up for repeat sales. You know, if you have a customer who purchased a product, why not call and see how they like it? You know, look, make a little card, you know, make a cheat sheet on that skincare customer when they bought it, okay, and when they should replenish. In about 30 days, they'll be looking to replenish it. You know,
absolutely.
So a simple call, absolutely a simple call. They wouldn't want the jar to be empty, you know, so we would want to keep them ahead of the schedule. You know, they would think, oh, my God, this girl's doing me a favor. She doesn't want me to be without my skincare. You know, I'm traveling to Texas next week, and, you know, let me order this, you know, right now. She's calling me. Wow, thank you so much. Again, you're becoming not just the expert, but the concerned Avon representative and expert. You know, everybody loves that.
That's exactly right. And then if you have a customer who you sold a skincare product to and you have not heard from her, then that should also say that that maybe she didn't like that product, or maybe she didn't get the results that she was looking for in that product, and you can address that quickly.
Right. You can address that quickly, and it makes them feel that you want to help them. Because, again, we're not just, you know, in business for ourselves or just Avon representatives. We care about our customer. You know, and what better way to care than to follow up if you don't hear from them and say, how did that work out for you, or how is it working out for you? What do you think of the product? You know, what do your relatives think of the product? Do they notice a difference in your skin? Does your husband notice a difference? Have him try the product, you know. So many times we forget about the men, you know. So many times we forget about the men. And we have to keep the men included in the skincare because they are the biggest violators of protecting their skin, you know. So we want to get them in there also. Yeah.
I so agree. I really do. Okay, let's go on to our next question. How do I know which product is right for my client?
Well, again.
You know, brand new. How do I know?
That's an excellent, excellent question. I can definitely tell you a lot of the district managers are working on classes to help their representatives out as far as skincare, you know, learning about skincare, learning about the skin. But it's just a simple question. You just ask your customer a simple question. And which, if I was an Avon representative, would be, what skincare are you using currently? You know, what are some of your skincare needs? You know, if they say dry skin, then up, you know, A, they need a moisturizer. And sometimes if they're dry, like myself, you can be sensitive, you know. So it's just basically listening to your customer and knowing the products. Because if you know the products, you will know what each particular line offers the skin. You know, oily or acne. If somebody says they have oily or acneic skin, you know, you wouldn't offer them something that's extra moisturizing, you know, because that's going to stimulate, you know, that's going to stimulate them to have more oil. So So it's just listening, and sometimes it's just common knowledge, you know. You know you're not going to, again, refer somebody with oily skin to something that's overly moisturizing, you know, or
yes.
someone that has dry skin to a product that's just maybe a lotion. You know, you would need a cream if it's someone with dry skin. So, again, it's knowing your products, listening to the customer, and utilizing also the skincare tool selector. It is such a big help when evaluating someone's skin. Also, they can also go on the internet. There are basic, skills on the internet that will tell you basically about the oily skin, dry skin, sensitive skin. It will even go in as far to tell you as far as what types of cleanser, you know, not a particular brand, but specific for the, you know, to meet the skincare need. Again, toners, that's just an example would be, let's say, toners. If I had sensitive skin, and you know a little bit about sensitive skin, well, if you just plug it into the internet, you wouldn't recommend a toner with alcohol in it for somebody who's sensitive.
Right.
Because that would irritate them, you know. Again, there's a lot of information that Avon gives you also, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of information that that skincare selector tool has. And we also, as far as district managers, going forward, we're putting together different meetings and different trainings for the representatives because we want to help them be the skincare experts. We want to partner with them. We want to help them to grow their skincare business because this is where the maximum dollar comes in for the Avon sales representative.
You're 100% correct. I know a lot of the young ladies go around with that survey where, you know, people ask the questions and put them in a category. Well, no, I'm sorry. I don't want to go with that. There's some people who look at the Avon brochure and then they see the age category, you know, 50 to 60, where this, you use this is what you suggest the skincare regimen as it relates to the new products, and you do this age, this is what's suggested.
Yes.
I find, particularly women of color, that those questions that put people in those categories, or even just looking at those categories, really doesn't answer the person's skincare needs. Because as you know, in certain people, their skincare, they may be 50 years old and have the skin of an individual who may be 30.
Right.
So what do you suggest to Avon reps in terms of that?
Right. So what you're saying is the recommended age group, it does not apply to certain ethnicities or, let's say, a woman who is not even an Afro-American woman or a Hispanic woman who might not have certain aging factors, you know, in that specific category. Could be somebody
right.
who's just really taking good care of themselves and they don't need that wrinkle cream. And I say
right.
it's an individual basis. It's skincare is an individual basis. There's no one size fits all, and there specifically really isn't an age category. Again, nowadays age is just a number.
Go by
the person's needs. Go by
yes.
what their needs Say are.
It again.
Go by what their needs are. Do not address
yes.
something they do not have a need for, because then they see that as distrustful, and they will see you not as an expert at that point. Stick
mm-hmm.
with the person's needs. When you stick with their needs, again, they see a need for the product. They know and feel that the product is going to help them without a doubt. And they
uh-huh.
look at you, again, as the expert, not just as the expert, but as the Avon representative who cares about them.
Yes.
And credibility is important. Credibility is important.
It really is. Because what happens is you'll lose trust in your customers.
Yes. Yes. And we don't want to just be, you know, Avon representatives who sell someone a product because we just want to sell a product, you know.
Right.
We you know, we want to sell a product because we know it's for the best benefit to meet our customers' needs and for the longevity of that, because once you have a trusted, loyal customer, they're coming back. They're coming back.
Right.
So I get so passionate when I talk about skincare. So it's my passion. It's my passion. I love skincare, and you know, I'm always available to anybody, Pat, who has any kind of question or needs me to, you know, to help them with anything pertaining to skincare or makeup or whatever. I try to make myself the expert, and because I want to help our Avon representatives out, you know. So please, and they're more than welcome to reach out to me. More than welcome.
Very, very good. Thank you for that. And I know. And how would people do that, though?
They can email me at Carol dot, and I'll spell my last name, FRAISER. So it's carol.frazier@avon.com. They can send me an email. If they want me to give them a call, they can email me with their phone number, and I'll be happy to schedule, you know, a time that we can call each other mutually on the phone and talk about, you know, what maybe some of their challenges are with skincare and how I can help them overcome that challenge.
Very, very good. And, you know, my motto with skincare is, when I was teaching adult education classes, I would tell people the most important thing that you, or the most important purchase that you should make is skincare. Because if you cleanse and get your skin to be very healthy, then there's no need for cover up.
Right. Right. So that is true. That is
so
true.
It is very true. Very, very true. So people really push skin, huh?
Taking care of your skin is essential, you know, even when it comes to wearing makeup. Because if you take care of your skin, the less makeup you'll use. So you, the representative, you know, can also offer that as a good thing for your customer, because in the long run, you're going to help their makeup last a little longer, but they'll need to replenish the skincare every 30 days, you know. But they might not replace the makeup so often because they'll be taking good care of their skin. So it definitely goes hand in hand. And again, remember, if we're selling a skin cream, we should be definitely trying to sell the eye cream, the moisturizer, the cleanser. So upsell those things for a total skincare regimen.
Absolutely. Let me see where we are in the. Also, let me ask this question to you, Carol. As Avon representative, should we also wear the skincare products?
Yes, as we talked about in the beginning, we need to be a part of our brand. If we're not wearing and using our brand and our product, we certainly can't teach and talk about it. Certainly can't teach and talk about it. And as we know, Avon has a product, a skincare product for every skin type. There isn't anybody out there with skin that shouldn't have an Avon product on their face. Avon has world-class products for skincare, and they have the technology and science behind it. So be your brand, wear your brand, and represent Avon in the best light that you can.
And I tell you, when you as the Avon representative have a healthy-looking skin, people are going to make comments on that.
Absolutely.
And that's a great opportunity to say I'm an Avon representative and I use the product.
The first thing they say is, what skincare do you use? What are you doing? What are you doing? Your skin looks so great. What are you doing? People ask me that all the time. What skincare do I use? Or what makeup do I use? Avon. I use the Flawless Coverage, and I use Skinvincibles.
Oh, very good.
So I love Avon, and I love the brand. So, again, be ambassadors of our brand. Of your business. And
I like that. Be an ambassador of your brand. It amazes me that the Avon reps at the IC that don't wear the makeup, who is not using skincare products, and then they wonder why they're not selling.
Yes. We don't want to put a product out, you know, for people not to buy it. And if you're going to buy the skincare, you know, buy a few of the regimens up front, buy it, but also sell it and wear it. You know,
yeah.
Sell it and wear it. So don't just let it sit there. Talk about it. We have an awesome product. We have an awesome product. Avon has been around for over 125 years. We haven't been in the skincare business over 125 years for nothing. You know, we know what Avon knows what it's talking about.
That's exactly right. And makeup shouldn't look like you're making yourself up for Halloween either. Makeup should be very lightly put on. And I think that's one of the things that people don't realize. When they think of makeup, they think of, you know, like, I guess back in the day, we used to have pancake makeup, and the thing was like 2 inches thick on the face, and, you know, you can't barely breathe. If makeup shouldn't be applied in that manner. It should be very light on the skin.
Makeup, absolutely. Makeup should be used to enhance the beauty, not cover it up, not make your face look like it's not your own. And I always suggest to women, because they ask me about concealer and things like that all the time, and I suggest to them to apply it only where it is needed. Where it is needed. And usually that's around the eyes and maybe around the mouth, maybe a little a little bit on the side of the nose. But only use the products where you need it. And also, a great way to apply foundation and even concealer is with a makeup brush.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, and Avon has clean makeup brushes.
The one that's
so
clean.
Yes. Yes.
Gotta clean your brushes properly.
Clean your brushes properly with a little baby. You can use a little baby shampoo and conditioner. You can mix it together with lukewarm water and let them air dry at night. That's it. In a nutshell, clean your brushes regularly with a little baby shampoo, a little baby conditioner. Mix it together with lukewarm water and that's it.
That's all you need. Absolutely.
That's all you need. Yes, ma'am. It's
okay,
easy. So it's
just skin. Our next question is, tell us a little bit about Skinvincible.
Well, again, I call Skinvincible the dynamic duo. It's the first environment-protected skincare, okay? Skinvincible offers two ways to keep your skin protected and repaired. Okay, it has the SPF 50. It's a multi-shield day lotion they have that protects your skin from the harmful environment. Again, sun, smoke pollution, extreme weather conditions, okay? The Skinvincible addresses all of those issues. It also has a deep recovery night cream, which goes to work at night to repair the skin from a deep cellular level. It diminishes the look of sunspots and wrinkles, okay? Even the ones you thought you couldn't improve. It works on. So even the ones you thought you were stuck with for life, Skinvincible can repair that damage. It's an awesome product. Yes, it's an awesome product. It has polypeptides in it. And the polypeptides, again, it's like a computer system. And it goes down up underneath the dermis, epidermis junction, and it tells the skin what it needs to repair. And I don't know of any other product out there with an SPF 50 that is offering what the Skinvincible offers. So, again, Skinvincible, it's hypoallergenic. So if you're sensitive, you can use it. There's no parabens in it. It's a wonderful, wonderful, the product is awesome. But the only way you're going to know it's great is by using it.
That's exactly right. And correct me if I'm wrong, it will repair the skin up to 3 years of damage?
Yes. 3 years prior. 3 years prior.
Right.
Yes,
right.
That's the smart repair technology that's built into the Skinvincible.
Very awesome, awesome, awesome product. And we know when skincare products come out, should we take advantage of buying one so we can sample it out with our customers?
Absolutely. You always want a sample. You want your customers to see, smell, touch, feel, you know, all of that. You want them to use all of those sensory, you know, factors that they have to, again, you're going to become the expert. And, again, they can make an informed decision along with the information that you're giving them. They can feel like, wow, I'm really making the right decision. I can smell it. I can see it. I can feel it. You know, and I know it's going to be the right thing for me. What I love about Skinvincible is that it's thin enough to where a person with oily skin is going to love it, but it's thick enough and it gives enough moisture to where someone who is dry, like myself, can also use it. And I'm sensitive, so it's not going to break me out and it's not going to cause me to have a reaction with my skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, everyone can use the Skinvincible.
Absolutely. How do you face the objection or when people say to you, oh, I don't use skincare products. I use soap or I use whatever thing it's called, oil of Olay or whatever, witch hazel. What as Avon representative, what should we say to those people?
Well, because I've had that happen to me before, I say one of the best things to have, because, again, if you get someone like that, there are some people who are diehard. You can't convince them on the spot. If you have a sample and you send them home with a sample of that product, okay, backing the facts of what it's going to do for them, what benefit is going to address for them. And you send them home with a sample. Again, this is where our samples come in, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be taking advantage of the samples. Let them try it. Why not? If you believe in your brand, which is Avon, if we believe in Avon, the Avon brand, like we say we really do deep down in our heart, we would know that if we gave a sample to someone, we would know without a doubt, especially a sample that's addressing their needs, not just any sample, addressing their needs. You know they're going to come back and they're going to want to buy it. So, again, if someone has an objection, oh, well, I don't use that. First, you want to ask them, well, why not? You know, why don't you feel comfortable using it? You know, maybe I can answer some of the questions that you may have why you're reluctant to try it. You know, okay, well, how about this? I'm going to give you this sample. Okay, I want you to try this product, and I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. I'm going to follow up with you tomorrow. You're going to love it. It's going to address, again, I'm going to use myself. It's going to address the dryness you're having. It's going to address the sensitivity you're having in your skin, and it's going to really give you great hydration and moisturization, and it's going to make your skin feel much better during the day. So I'll call you tomorrow and see how much you love it. And, again, if we believe in our brand like we say we do, we know, without a doubt, they're going to call us back. But you have to have the right sample, and you have to know the product.
Yes. Key, you have to know the product. The other thing that I run into people when people say to me, oh, I'm very busy, I got kids, blah, 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 I don't have time for skincare. And one of the things I tell them is you have to wash your face anyway. And I hope you're not leaving the house without some kind of moisturizer. So what are you doing differently?
Yes. Skincare you can take care of your skin as you're going about your daily routine in the morning. You know, when you get in the shower, you can wash your face. You know, when you come out, you put your moisturizer on, whether it's day or night. And then if it's daytime, you put your SPF on. So, again, you can go about your daily day or your daily routines in the morning and in the evening, and still be taking care of your skin and be protected also. Be protected.
Yes.
So there's no excuse. No excuse for dirty skin.
And, you know, and I'm glad you said the word protection because, you know, because of us as humans, you know, we have really done a job in terms of, you know, global warming and this and that and the other. And when you look at a place where if your couch or any material you have is sitting in the sun, and you look at the other part of the other end of the couch that's not exposed to the sun. And there is such a such a bleaching difference in in the fabric. I had dark green velvet curtains in my living room. And when I took them down, they were a light olive. That's what the sun has done. You got to protect.
And that's what the sun does. That is what the sun does. You know? I mean, it's true. Sunscreen is the most important product you can use on your skin every day. So if we're using our moisturizer, especially the Skinvincible with the SPF 50, it's you're going to get two birds with one stone. You're getting your moisturizer, it's addressing all your needs, and you're getting an SPF 50. The more damage to your skin cells, again, from the sunlight, you know, that you can prevent, the better your skin will be for years to come. You know, if you have even a preteen, teenage children, you know, they are notorious, you know, for not being protected. You know, especially if you live in a sunny climate, you know, encourage them to start using, you know, a moisturizer with an SPF in it. And again, this is something that Skinvincible addresses.
Exactly. So, you know, when you go and you, as Avon representative, when you go to your client's home to discuss their skincare needs, it would be a good idea if they had a daughter, that teenage daughter, to sit in also to learn, because, you know, this is a good time for her to start getting her skin in a position where she's not, you know, she's protecting her skin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Teenagers are notorious for not washing their skin and not protecting their skin. And again, Avon has something to address all of those needs for young, the very young, and the very old, you know, and the mature. So again, no one should be without an Avon skin moisturizer and also with an SPF. Absolutely.
So I think we have one more question that we did not address. So let me look and see what that one was. It's the last question. Why should we use skincare products? And we said simply to protect the skin.
Skincare, again, is going to cleanse your skin, protect it, and repair it. So those are all the reasons why you need skincare. To cleanse it, protect it, and repair it. All the reasons why you need skincare.
Well, I have to think we're going to get kicked off the radio show. I think we must have went over. But I just want to just thank you so much for being on the radio show. We have to get you on again because this was absolutely phenomenal. This was something that was much needed. I think many of the Avon representatives fear skincare. And skincare is where your bread and butter is. So, again, I'd like to thank you. Would you like to leave the representatives with any parting words?
Again, one of the things that I really believe in, I believe in our Avon representatives, and I want them to understand the importance of being their brand, representing their brand in the best light. And if you are not using the products of the brand that you represent, then you're not truly representing it in a good light. So be an ambassador of the Avon product. And make yourself the expert in whatever area you choose. If it isn't skincare, which I hope it is, because skincare is my biggest love. You know, if it's makeup, then be the makeup expert. Be that expert for yourself, for your business, and for your clients.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that. And everyone, thank you for listening. Have your downline, re-listen to the show. You can go back and listen to this broadcast. It's under Carol Fraser. Make it happen. This is your day. This is your week to place your orders. Talk to you soon. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Pat. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Thank you.